Halt!
Yes, what seems to be the problem?
License and ID.
Oh, right. One second. Here you are. Yes? Is there a problem?
No problem.
So am I free to go, then?
Seems here that you're a witch investigator.
Yes, and that matters. Why?
Oh, nothing. It's just we can't have you setting up shop within the city.
Excuse me. And why is that?
Various reasons. With the main one being that the Nilian mayor would rather not have witches inside the city.
Oh, so he's part of that anti-magic faction. Ugh, they are such a stupid lot.
Listen here. I will not let you badmouth our city's patron like that. You may enter the city, but only as a normal civilian. Any whiff of you conducting business here will result in your immediate capture and detainment.
Yeah, whatever.
And just what are you doing now?
Well, you said I couldn't set up within the city.
A feisty one, aren't you?
That's me! Luminaris Brimstone, witch investigator, at your service. Can I get a single customer? I've been set up for over 2 hours. It's never taken this long before. Ugh, why do I care what he says? I should just go into the city anyway. I should probably be more careful soliciting potential clients. And just what am I supposed to do with you? A blue egg of mystery. I can't wait for you to hatch. I don't even care what you are. Oof, maybe I shouldn't have picked you up. Oh, hello! Welcome to... Oh, it's just you.
Yes, that is correct. Were you expecting someone else?
Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. What's it matter to you?
Oh, it matters not. I just came to inform you that the gates to the city will be closing soon. If you promise not to conduct any business inside the city walls, I can let you in.
No, I believe I'll be fine right here.
All right, suit yourself. Do be careful of the beasts that lurk at night.
I'll be fine. I've handled worse than your night beasts.
Well, all right then. Take care, miss.
Oh, wait one moment. Would you like some tea? Consider it a gesture of my appreciation for coming and warning me.
Ah, well, thank you, miss. Apologies for my imprudence.
Oh, no, it's quite all right. I get that everywhere I go.
That sounds like a lonely existence.
Oh, I make do.
So, what is it that you want?
So, I'd like a bit of information. About Nilia.
Anything you'd like to know in particular?
I see that it's worked.
What worked, miss?
Oh, nothing. Nilia's mayor. Seems a bit strange that he's part of the anti-magic faction, no? We're still in the East.
The mayor isn't quite himself.
What do you mean? Was he cursed by someone? Or thing?
No, nothing like that. It's his boy, Owen. He's been trapped within a dream or a nightmare for a long time.
I don't understand. You mean he's in a coma?
Yes, and no. No physical affliction caused this coma, but rather a magical one.
Oh, and just how do you know that? Are there any magic users on the mayor's council? Witches, wizards, druids, shamans?
He doesn't have anyone like that. But a mist that encapsulates the city during the nightly hours is what caused his affliction.
Yep. Sounds like magic.
Yes, like I've already stated.
So, when did this mist start? Does anyone who steps into it become comatose?
It first started a year ago, but it was small. Almost unnoticed and forgotten about. But it seems...
Seems like what?
The more afflicted, the stronger and denser it gets.
I see.
Do you know anything about this calamity?
I do not.
I thought not. The mayor has grown suspicious of you lot. All you magic wielders.
Well, that's not very cordial of him.
It may not be. But this is magic, and for not a single user to know is strange. Therefore, he's cast out all magic shops and their owners.
Oh, nonsense. And let me guess, the mist has continued?
Aye, that it has. The mayor's gone tired and weary. He no longer knows what to do.
And where are these sleepers taken?
Those whose families can afford it take them to hospitals, while those who can't are just left out on the street.
Seems like a great city. Whatever, I'll look into it.
You will?
I won't make any promises, but I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. Not like you'll be able to in a second anyway.
What does that mean?
Oh, why, sir, are you all right? You were saying something and then just stopped.
I'm quite all right. Bit of a headache is all. I'll be seeing you then, miss. Have a nice night.
Actually, I'd like to go into the city. It's not too late, right?
Curfew's about to set in, and no businesses will be open, so you must be quick. You'll need to pack away your tent and not conduct any business inside the city.
Yes, I understand.
Do you need help taking it apart?
Oh, no. I've got it. Disassembling it is the easy part. Implicata.
Pretty convenient. Save a lot of trouble for us guards.
Well, you could also go to the south and learn magic.
I'd rather not. The magic over there is even worse than that on this continent.
Suit yourself. Anyway, let's go. The gate's not going to stay open for long, right?
Yes, that's right. Follow me.
Thanks again. You stay out of trouble, sir.
I'll do my best. You stay out of trouble yourself. That city is a beast all on its own.
I'll keep that in mind.
Good night.
Night. Don't let the mist get you.
Wait, how do you know about that?
Can't let him find me tomorrow. Hi there. I was wondering if you knew where a girl could find a hotel.
Yeah, there's one close by.
Oh, great. What's its name and where is it?
It was in the area where the mist first appeared and all. I don't trust it one bit.
Ah, I see. Well, where is it anyway so I can stay away from it?
It's down the road. Take a ride on Tefla where the bells at the church can be heard ringing. They always ring before curfew. Afterwards, hang a left on Shin Street. Good old Shin Street. Heek! After a bit, you'll hear the sounds of seductive women and men luring those weak of heart to their brothel. You can't miss it.
Got it. Thanks a lot.
No sweat off my back to help pretty lass. Have a good day.
Perfect. Okay. He said to take a left here.
Well, well. Hello, little rabbit. Are you looking for fun tonight? You seem in need of a man's touch.
I'd love to, but not tonight. I'd make your night magical.
Shh, I can't say that here.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Well, I'd love to stay and chat, but I have some business to take care of.
Okay, we'll be here if you ever change your mind.
Almost there. Oh, come on! I've still got 2 whole freaking minutes!
Just what are you doing? Are you daft? You'll wake up all the residents.
Well, if you didn't lock your damn doors early, we wouldn't have had a problem.
Come in, quickly.
Okay, so I was looking for...
Oh, I know why you're here. No one seems to be able to read these days. Sign clearly says, closes at 12:08.
Yeah, I just got into town, so excuse my ignorance.
I suppose that's fine. Don't let it happen again. If I so much as see you outside past 12:08, you'll be staying the night outside.
I'll keep that in mind. So, why does this mist come at such a precise time?
Dunno. It just does. I need your name, age, your race, intended stay, and form of payment.
Luminaris Brimstone, 24, human. And do you accept Prusian coin?
We do. The rate of exchange is currently... Gold Perusian piece will be 2 1/5, silver will be 7 1/3, copper will be 1 1/2.
How much will it cost for a week's stay?
It'll cost you 5 gold, 20 silver, and 80 copper of this country's currency.
One moment. That should be enough, and a little extra for earlier.
We at the Emerald Mirage thank you for your patronage. Your room is on floor 4, and is room 13. Here's your key.
Thanks.
Is something the matter, Miss Brimstone?
No, I just have a few questions.
I'm assuming about the mist.
Obviously.
Screw it. I've got time to spare.
Care for some tea?
Yes, I'd love some. But the kitchen is down the hall.
Oh, we don't need to walk all the way there. One moment. Green, white, or black?
White, please.
Coming up.
All right. Now what? You need the water to be hot, miss.
Yes, I know. That's the next part. Let us enjoy this night of company. Vapos.
What? I thought...
Are you quite all right, Miss...
Ivy, and yes, I'm all right, but you just casted a spell.
I did.
Aren't you scared?
What exactly should I be scared of?
That I'll turn you in?
Oh, there's a system like that in place. Well, are you going to?
No.
Then there's nothing to worry about. So shall we start?
Ask away. Oh, that is some good shit.
So, forgive me for being rude, but I'm guessing you don't want to talk about the mist due to your partner.
Ha, how? Did you know?
The indentation on your ring finger. Guessing you took it off recently. It's my job to notice things that others don't.
Well, you're correct. My partner, George... is in the hospital right now. He was taken by the mist about 30 years ago now.
I see. If you don't mind my asking, what have the doctors done to help?
Nothing really, besides keeping him alive. They're not really obligated for much else.
So why take off your... you know?
I don't have any more money. The hospital sent a message. Pays remaining debt and next month's bill, or we'll have to cut him off. You have till tomorrow night. And that was this morning. There's no way I can pay that balance, so I just...
gave up?
Yeah.
All right, then.
What is it?
I'll go and give your husband a visit in the morning.
But why? For what purpose? To sympathise? Or to laugh at his stupidity?
Neither.
I don't understand.
No, I'm saying that I will try and save your husband, Ivy. Damn, are you the daft one?
Are you serious? Can you do it? Oh, Lumi, I'd give you anything to just see my husband Elfie again. To have him smile, to laugh at my jokes, to make love to me.
I'm not saying I'll be successful, but it's worth a shot. After all, would you rather live a life full of regret or one where you know you tried your very best?
I think the answer's obvious, no?